And welcome back to Coach's Corner. With us now, the head coach of the Mabel Canton Cougars. It's Paul Tullisford. Coach, how's it going today?
Very good. Thanks, Luke.
Hey, thanks for taking the time to chat with us, Coach. You take the win over Southland on Wednesday night, 22-16. The final score, Coach, you get the win. Overall, your thoughts on the game?
It was a hard-fought game, Luke. You know, we were a little short-handed, you know, Wednesday night. We had some injuries from the Lanesboro game, and we had some younger kids that hadn't got a whole lot of playing time throughout the season that came in and really stepped up and you know, played some crucial minutes and did a tremendous job. Teddy Torgerson, Tristan Hunziker, Darian Hirschberger, Kenny Hutchinson, you know, they haven't got a lot of reps, but they did a great job and coming in and doing some good things for us. We had to move our center. Kaiser Sonia did a great job. I don't think we had we went a lot of shotgun, and I don't think we had a bad snap. We might have had a couple bad snaps, but we didn't have a fumble or in that exchange. He did a great job, and we had a lot of moving parts, but the kids were resilient. They played hard, they fought, and it was a great team win. And offensively and on defense, still some other kids in different positions, and they really zeroed in, and we stopped the run, and then they tried to open up and pass a little bit, and our guys did a great job of guarding and challenging their receivers and making them have to earn all of their their first downs and their points. Our guys really did a great job, in my opinion, and an all-around team game, both on offense and defense.
Yeah, you mentioned it, to some injuries suffered in that Lanesboro game on Friday the 14th. It's a short turnaround, so still not that time for the injuries to heal up, but those guys are able to come up for the win again. 22-16, the Cougars get the victory over Southland. Coach, did you say you ran a lot of shotgun?
We did. We moved Caden to quarterback because our quarterback was out. So we ended up moving Caden to quarterback, and something that he hasn't done a whole lot of. He's gotten some reps, but he's able to go under center and in shotgun, and just felt that we had a better chance of the running game with him in the shotgun, and so we tried it out a little bit, and Robbie had a big game on the ground, and both so did Caden. So it was a little something new that we've done, and just gives something else for people to think about, when it comes to playing us.
Absolutely, and you've had a great regular season. 6-2 overall. Your two losses come to Spring Grove and Lanesboro, two teams ranked in the top 10 in the state. But Coach, overall, your thoughts on the regular season as you try to turn the corner and go into the playoffs?
We're getting better each day, and that's your goal, to get better each day. I think we played Lanesboro pretty tough. We made some, and like I said last week on the radio, probably made some bad calls there at the end of the half that put us in a hole that we had to try to come out of. And then we had those injuries too. But over the course of the entire season, we're getting better each day. Our kids are buying in, and they're working hard. They're playing hard. They believe that they can compete. And hopefully, when it comes down to it, we compete each night that we're out there, and let the chips fall where they may. Give your best, and you hope you come out on the winning side, and that's kind of our goal. So
Paul Tullisford with us, the head coach of the Mabel Canton Cougars. Coach, you got the 3 seed in the Section 1 nine-man playoffs. You draw the 6 seed, Leroy Ostrander. What do you expect to see from the Cardinals? It was a 46-30 win for you guys back in Week 2 when you played them earlier this year. You expect to see a lot of the same from Leroy Ostrander?
I would guess so. I know they're one of their wide receivers, their senior wide receiver, was hurt earlier in the year. And I think he's getting close to coming back. So, that makes them a lot better team when he's on the field. So, their quarterback, Hunter Holt, is a good player, throws a nice ball and is a running threat as well. And I'm sure we're going to see a lot of the same stuff. And, I think Trevor likes to move things around and formation wise and get people, try to get us out of position, and hopefully we zero in and do what we're supposed to do, and should be a good game.
Paul Tulliver with us, the head coach of the Mabel Canton Cougars. 6-2 in the regular season. They took down Southland 22-16 on Wednesday night. They open up the section playoffs against the 6th seed Leroy Ostrander on Tuesday night, and we'll have the action right here on 103.1 KFIL. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and good luck as you turn into the playoffs.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it, Luke.